Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, morning, Dario. Now, we're taking a look at Guillaume-Henri Dufour in today's Swiss Up. He's a man who marked Swiss history in the 19th century. Without him, Switzerland, as we know it, may not even exist today. So what makes this man so important to Switzerland, Dario?
Well, Guillaume-Henri Dufour is indeed a very important person, a very important figure in Swiss history, and today we're going to look at why that is. Guillaume-Henri Dufour was born in 1787 in Konstanz, which at the time was actually part of the Austrian Empire and now belongs to Germany. But from there, he went to study in Geneva at the École Polytechnique in Paris and the Engineering and Military School in Metz. And before he became an important person to Switzerland, he actually became an important person to France because he served many years in Napoleon's army until he resigned and returned from France to Geneva in 1817.
Okay, now once he was in Switzerland, though, that was the first time he took a career which was outside the military world.
Yes, at least in the beginning. Back in Geneva, he was actually appointed ingénieur cantonal, and as such, he supervised public works such as the construction of quays, bridges, and pumping stations that greatly improved the city and modernized it, of course, for the time's standard. But he also put his military skills to use in Switzerland. For example, he helped form the military school at Thun in 1819 and became chief instructor of that institution, which exists to this day. Of course, it evolved since 1819, but to this day, there's an important military training facility based in Thun. And that basically goes back to this school that was founded, among others, by Dufour. Later, he was appointed chief of staff of the Swiss army, and finally, in 1847, he was elected general of the federal army.
Now, so in that position as general of the federal army, he did play a key role in one of Switzerland's most crucial moments.
Yes, as the general of the federal army, he had to act against the separatist Confederation of Roman Catholic Cantons. In the mid-19th century, the country, so Switzerland, was deeply divided between more conservative Catholic cantons and more progressive centralist Protestant ones. And the Catholic cantons of central Switzerland actually wanted to create their own little union, the so-called Sonderbund, about which, by the way, we did a Swiss Up episode a couple of years ago. If that interests anybody, to know more about this Sonderbund and the Sonderbund War. And Federalists weren't having it. They didn't want the Union to split off Switzerland. And so there was a short civil war, which was won by the Federal Army that was headed by Dufour.
So Dufour was praised for handling that war. But why was that? What did he do that was so special and skillful?
Well, it was because he showed moderation in the suppression of the Catholics' attempt to secede. Fewer than 100 people actually died in the so-called Sonderbund War, which limited vengeful sentiment in the Catholic cantons after the war. And this in turn made it possible to quickly move on and adopt the Constitution of 1848, that basically laid the basis of the federal system that we still have today. And if he was, if Dufour's men were more violent, more brutal against the Catholics, that most likely would have been harder to pull off.
So he wasn't a hot-headed general at all then?
No, Dufour was cool, you could say. During the Sonderbund War, he told his soldiers to spare the wounded, and also he presided over the International Congress in Geneva in 1864 that drew up the Convention for the Wounded in Time of War, and which resulted in the creation of the Red Cross.
Right, so he's not to be confused, of course, with Henri Dunant, who did set up the Red Cross. But if we actually look in Geneva, there is, on the same square, two little markers for those two men. And perhaps it tells us which one is considered more important in Switzerland. This is on the Place Neuve, because it's Guillaume Henri Dufour, who's got the big statue
exactly.
on the horse.
He's on the horse.
Yes. Whereas, of course, Henri Dunant has got a bust to the side. Of that square.
Exactly. Although I don't know if really that should represent the importance of the two men, but I don't know if that was made willfully this way or if it was just by chance that this turned out to be the way that it was put. Right. But maybe. And but, you can see the both of them on Place de Neuve.
Yes, there's actually throughout the country there are several statues of Dufour, actually, aren't there?
Yeah.
Finally, we should have one quick last look at him because he quite literally put Switzerland on the map.
Yes, one of his other big achievements for Switzerland, so Dufour's big achievement was that he founded and presided the Swiss Federal Office of Topography, which also exists to this very day. And he was one of the first one who drew up a very exact map of Switzerland and the Alps, which is a tough thing to do because of all the mountains. Right, it's not very easy to measure all of those, but he did that, or at least he headed a team who did that. And in his honor for this work, the highest peak in Switzerland is actually also named after him. It's the Dufour Spitze, or the Pointe du Dufour, or in English, if you will, the Dufour Peak, which is 4,634 meters high. So for those of you who thought maybe it's the Matterhorn that is the highest mountain, it's actually not. It's just more spectacular than the
right.
Dufour Peak, which is kind of not a very spectacular peak to look at.
Right, but the tallest
but
one.
Still, and the tallest one.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, Dario, thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with a Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again or others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.